Those are tough questions. I mean, I think because it really depends on the population. So, you know, in sociology, Peter Conrad, among others, has developed and elaborated this idea of medicalization. And one of the things that medicalization is supposed to do, you know, in a classic book, Peter Conrad and his co-author write about medicalization, the process of medicalization moving, you know, a kind of behavior or a condition from the category of sort of sin or stigma to illness. And that illness, you know, allows people to take, you know, what Parsons would call the social role. It allows people to sometimes get sympathy and get resources. And there's sort of a whole kind of suite of social actions that come into play when someone is identified as having an illness or being a patient and you know, being more sympathetic. So, you know, I think that in it, ideally, you know, to put something in a public health frame means to, you know, and rather than a criminalization frame or a criminal frame, ideally allows this to happen for people. So, you know, if someone is, you know, a drug addict or struggling with drug addiction, you know, ideally for us to say as a society and as physicians and as activists, like, you know, this actually person is suffering with a disease and, you know, we shouldn't just stigmatize the behavior. We really need to use the whole apparatus of you know, public health resources to help this person. And, you know, and you see this with, you know, the classic kind of medicalization story is alcoholism. So you see this with, you know, alcoholism going from being sort of a stigma, you know, a crime or a sin to being a kind of, you know, condition where people can say, you know, I'm an alcoholic and they're, you know, and they're in that kind of healing process and these sorts of things. However, and I argue this a little bit in the Panther book and talking about health issues, I think if a population is already so deeply stigmatized, like particularly poor African Americans and poor African American males, so that they're almost like a caste in the kind of in thinking about, you know, the lack of social mobility in India, that the shift from criminalization to medicalization actually doesn't offer that transition that I'm talking about necessarily, right? I think that for some poor marginalized populations, they're so overdetermined by criminal stigma and, you know, racism effectively, that window, that threshold to medicalization that might offer public support, resources, sympathy, you know, a new social role in the form of the sick role is not available to them. So I think that, and this is going to kind of maybe end our conversation on a down note, but I think that the down note is really just to accept that that's true and not look to the public health frame as being the panacea for social progress. I mean, I just think we need to accept that there are fundamentally groups for whom medicalization can never, you know, doesn't work in the same way, and that we need to work on the sort of bigger issues of stigma. I mean, if you have a group of people who are like a caste, who are considered subhuman, ahuman, always criminal, beyond help, undeserving, you know, the move to a public health frame alone is not going to do the work. And so I think that can be part of the piece, to move from criminalization to public health. But the larger work needs to be around, you know, a kind of human rights struggle that, you know, that awakens the awareness of the humanity of all of us.